Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, the place of the Beis HaMikdash in Golus. We'll start with a quote from the Navi Yechezkel. I will be for them a Mikdash Me'at, a small sanctuary in the lands where they will come. Our sages explain this pasuk to mean that even outside of Eretz Yisrael, in the time and place of Golis, there is a Mikdash Me'at, a small Mikdash, which is a scaled-down example of the great Mikdash in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yitzchak in the Gemara in Megillah says that Mikdash Me'at? This refers to the shuls and study halls in Bavel, all of them. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Mikdash Me'at is Beis Rabbeinu Shebavel, the house of the Rebbe in Bavel. So the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach, as might be expected, holds that Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Eliezer are not actually disagreeing, that each one definitely agrees with the other one, that his opinion is correct. However, the difference is, what do they consider to be the main and most important fulfillment of the prophecy, Yechezkel's prophecy of Mikdash Me'at? Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's the Bes Medrash and the Shul of Rabbeinu, the Rebbe of that generation. Every shul has this quality in a small measure, but the primary and most complete manifestation of it is in the shul and Bes Medrash of the Rav, whose Torah decisions are followed by the people of the city. And in a bigger sense, there's one place which is the main Mikdash Me'at in the time of Golis. This is the shul and the Bes Medrash of the leader of the generation. Chazal state that everywhere that the Yidden were exiled, the Shechina was exiled with them. So in our Gemara, the sages asked, where in Bavel is the Shechina to be found, if it went with us into exile? Abaye answered, in the shul of Hutzul and the shul of Shafi Yosef in Nehardo. Sometimes here, in this one, and sometimes there, sometimes in that shul. So these two shuls that he mentioned are special, unique shuls in Bavel. The first one was close to the Bes Medrash of Ezra the Sofer, Ezra HaSofer from Tanakh. And the second one was built actually from stones that were brought from the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And as Rashi says on this section of the Gemara, the Shechina was always found there. And it's called Shaf V'Yosef, which means uprooted and resettled, to indicate that the Mikdash traveled, was uprooted from Yerushalayim and settled there in this shul that they built in Bavel. It was literally the Beis HaMikdash of that generation, as the revelation of the Shechina that was the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and nowhere else traveled and settled in this special place in Bavel, the place of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. Of course, the Shechina dwells in every shul where Yidden come together for davening and every Beis Medrash they learn Torah. But nowhere is the Shechina more revealed than in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, first of all, or in the time of Golis in these special shul, special study halls. Similarly, we find that Asida in the future, in the Messianic future, the shuls and Bati Midrashis of Bavel will be established in Eretz Yisrael. That's true of every shul, every study hall, all of them will be connected to the third Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And when these places are relocated to Eretz Yisrael, then the revelation of the Shechina will also return to Eretz Yisrael, and there'll no longer be a revelation, a gilui of the Shechina outside of the land of Israel, where the Mikdash Me'at stood. The Rebbe adds, now quoting the Maharsha, I'm quoting now, according to this, we find something even greater about the level of the Mikdash Me'at, that since in the rebuilt Yerushalayim of the future, all the places of shuls that existed in Olam Hazeh will be connected to the Beis HaMikdash, it comes out that now in Golis, a shul is the actual place of the future Mikdash. That's the Rebbe quoting the Maharsha, that since the places of the shuls now will be in the future connected to the Beis HaMikdash, so these places of the shuls now are actually part of the future Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And the Rebbe adds that the connection to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the future third Beis HaMikdash, will be according to the level of the shuls that existed in Golis. Those special shuls, the Beis Rabbeinu Shebavel in every generation, Hutzel, Shafi, Yosef, that we mentioned, they will be first in the connection to the Beis HaMikdash. They will literally be mamash connected to the Beis HaMikdash with nothing intervening, and through them, they'll act as an intermediary for the other shuls that were in places of Golis, and through them, they will be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, again, quoting the Rebbe, and more than this, the future Beis HaMikdash, which is prepared and built in Shemaim, will be revealed first in the place where the Mikdash traveled and settled there in the time of Golis, meaning Beis Rabbeinu Shebavel. In that generation, when the Beis HaMikdash is revealed, it will be revealed first in the Beis Rabbeinu Shebavel of that generation, and from there it will relocate to its place in Yerushalayim. The indwelling and revelation of the Shechina in the primary Mikdash Me'at in Bavel This is also when they are redeemed, as explained there in the Gemara, that even when they are redeemed, the Shekhinah is with them, meaning that the Eibishter returns with them from among the exiles. This means to say that even in the final moment of Golis, the Shekhinah is found in the place where the Yidden were exiled. The Mikdash traveled and settled there to their place in exile, and from there, the Eibishter returns together with all of Bnei Yisrael to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, the third base of Mikdash. And since the Eibishter returns with them from the Mikdash Me'at, the base Rabbeinu Shebabavel, it comes out, continuing now the Rebbe's words, it comes out that the Geula of the Shekhinah begins and is generated in this place. The complete, full-force revelation, translating from B'chol HaToykef, this B'chol HaToykef revelation, which is the Inyan of the future Beis HaMikdash. It starts, that revelation starts and comes from the Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel before the Geula. And the Rebbe clarifies a second time that the place of the special Mikdash Ma'at, the Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel, is where the Shekhinah will first be revealed, and from there it will afterwards relocate to its place in Yerushalayim. Now, the Rebbe asserts an amazing Chiddush, and now again quoting the Rebbe, free translation. Maybe we can say that there's a hint in the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Melech HaMashiach, where the Rambam writes, he builds the Mikdash in its place, or he builds a Mikdash in its place. Uvona Mikdash b'mkoimoy. Seemingly, what need is there to inform us here that the building of the Mikdash is in its place? Just say he builds the Mikdash. Why in its place? Or, on the other hand, why doesn't the Rambam state explicitly which place? He builds a Mikdash in Yerushalayim, if you want to tell us the place. So the place is Yerushalayim. If you don't want to tell us Yerushalayim, so just say, he builds the Mikdash. So the Rebbe continues. The explanation is as follows. The word in its place, bimkoimoi, can be translated as in its place, but it should be translated as in his place, the Rebbe says, hinting also at the place of Melech HaMashiach in the time of Golis before he's Mashiach Vadai, before we're certain that he's Mashiach, meaning while he is still in Golis. Melech HaMashiach builds the Mikdash Me'at, which is a scaled-down Me'enu Dugmas, scaled-down example of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, as a preparation for the future Mikdash will be first revealed here, and from there will return from together with the Eibishter and the Bnei Yisrael to Yerushalayim. So when the Rambam says that Mashiach builds the Mikdash Bimkoimoi, the Rebbe is telling us here, it doesn't mean Bimkoimoi in Yerushalayim, in the place of its place of the base of Mikdash, in his place, the place where Mashiach is in the time of Golis, his shul and study hall, his base Rabbeinu Shebabavel of his generation before. And it's worth pointing out that this hint, the Rebbe says a hint, it's in a halach of the Rambam. It's in a halach of the Rambam. It's not a midrash. It's not a clever chiddush. It's that lacks practical application. This is a hint in the halacha of what establishes our recognition of Mashiach. The Rambam tells us, how do you recognize Mashiach? One of the things is that he builds the Beis HaMikdash in the place where he is in Golis. Continue to part 2.